Good afternoon. Upper level energy left over from the storm that moved through during the latter portion of the week is combining with moisture over interior New York and New England to produce a bunch of clouds today. We also have scattered showers breaking out from the southern Catskills across the mid and lower Hudson Valley and most of southern New England. So a little bit of wet weather in these areas into the afternoon hours, while most of the rest of the region, interior New York and New England, closer to the Canadian border and out into the Mohawk Valley, we'll see mostly cloudy skies today. Everyone will have temperatures in the 50s to around 60 for afternoon highs. As this energy lifts out, high pressure will build in tonight and clouds will tend to break up. Skies will be partly to mostly cloudy overnight with lows back into the 30s to around 40. This will lead to more sunshine in the forecast for the second half of the weekend, and with mostly sunny skies on Sunday, highs will bounce into the mid-60s. On Monday, that same high pressure center will be in control with dry weather and a mix of sun and clouds, and highs will push into the upper 60s during the afternoon. A batch of energy diving through the Tennessee Valley and into the southeast will produce a low pressure wave along the southeast coast over the next couple of days. This low will work its way up the coast for the day on Tuesday and arrive during the day with a good chance of showers for most of interior New York and New England. Otherwise, skies will be cloudy and temperatures on the cooler side for Tuesday with highs in the middle to upper 50s. This system will be slow to depart, and it looks like we'll still run the risk of a shower in the early morning hours on Wednesday before gradually we see a return to sunshine, and on Wednesday afternoon, temperatures should reach to about 70. The next front will slowly approach from the west on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be in the lower 70s, and we do run the risk of a late-day shower or thunderstorm as that front approaches, but we'll dry it out for the day Friday with partly sunny skies, highs around 70 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from parts of eastern Louisiana to parts of southeastern Tennessee and extreme northwestern Georgia. Large-scale ascent related to approaching jet stream energy will combine with areas of daytime heating to destabilize the region in the wake of morning clouds and rain. Scattered thunderstorms, some with severe hail and damaging wind gusts, are forecast to develop along and ahead of a cold front this afternoon and persist into the evening before weakening. With saturated ground conditions, flash flood watches have also been issued for parts of this region, specifically eastern Tennessee and southeastern Kentucky. Additional rainfall could lead to runoff resulting in quick flooding of roads, poor drainage areas, low-lying locations, along with secondary rivers and streams across the region. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Rio Grande Village in Texas to a low of 11 at Leadville, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with light rain, upper 50s, Boston cloudy with showers in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 40, the record high, 86, set in 1985, and the record low, 20, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:02 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:46 p.m., 13 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with just the risk of a shower today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy scattered showers around today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 40. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower south of I-90 today and highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the mid-60s on Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds Monday in the upper 60s. Cloudy with a good chance of showers on Tuesday in the upper 50s. Clouds giving way to increasing sunshine Wednesday near 70. A mix of sun and clouds, a late-day shower or thunderstorm Thursday, lower 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds with highs near 70 on Friday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.